Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today with Waco technology coach Drew Arrett to talk about the recently developed esports program at Waco High School. This is a one of two-part interview, and the second part will be airing tomorrow.
So let's get started with this. Can you tell me a little bit about the esports program at Waco?
So we've been doing esports in some capacity for a couple of years now. It started as an extra enrichment class that was being done when we did our Plus One Fridays. And, there was a lot of interest with students and a lot of enthusiasm, but we were very limited on, what we could do with the hardware that we had a couple of years ago. So basically, we were fortunate enough to write and receive a grant from the Washington Riverboat Foundation to build our new esports arena, and that was completed, pretty much completed at the end of last year. And so this year, we've been trying to build our program, and we're doing that. The basic structure is we have practice every day after school. It's kind of just an open practice. It's more of a casual thing, from 3:45 to 4:45. And then every other Friday when teachers have our professional development days, that's when students can also come in and we do a long 4-hour practice.
What kind of sparked all of this and kind of put all of this work and effort into motion?
It's been a lot of work on my end and on the students' end on getting everything organized and put together. Currently, we have a couple of students that are competing nationally in what's called the High School Esports League, the HSEL. And that's been a learning experience getting that put together. As far as playing locally, there just aren't a lot of options right now. And that's why we held a local tournament for open to other districts this past weekend, was just to, as an experiment in what that would look like and to kind of start the conversation of, what does it look like to have a local esports like conference, and what potential is there for the future?
And what's been the reception like so far, like from the kids and the parents? What do they all think of this?
I'd really say that it's been positive pretty much all around. The kids are just, I can't overstate how enthusiastic they are about it. They just love it, and I knew that the core group of students that I have at Waco that are participating, I knew that they loved it. But then having other students come from other districts, like the energy here this past Saturday was just incredible. And despite, some technical difficulties and things in carrying out the tournament, the students were super positive and cooperative. And I can't state enough how great the kids are and how much they want it. Like, I think that was the biggest thing I took from our tournament this past Saturday, was that the students want it. They were just so grateful to have the opportunity to even attempt to have like a structured tournament. It's an encouragement enough for me to continue to pursue it. And as far as other staff members and parents go, I think there were some doubts at first, but once they see it in action and they see the energy in the room when students are playing and they see how they're working together and how they're supporting each other, really, I don't get much negative feedback after that.
I know it's still early, but have you seen any kind of impact on students just outside of the game room, like in the classroom, or see them in the hallways interacting in a way that they weren't before? What have you seen as a result of all of this?
Oh, yeah. I think it's definitely building relationships that weren't there before. So, the great thing about esports is it's a level playing field. So regardless of age, gender, physical ability, they can all come together and compete and really be a pretty fair match given enough practice in whatever esport that they want to participate in. So it's interesting to see how students pair up when we're doing things like duos events, because you'll get some really unique situations where you might have a senior playing with an eighth grader, or people that you wouldn't normally hang out together are partnering up because their play styles are synergistic. And so there's definitely relationship building going on. I know certainly for me, I have built a lot of new relationships with students who maybe I didn't have much of a relationship before, but as, you know, the person who's kind of heading up the esports program, you know, the kids love me for it. So they're, you know, I'm saying hello to students that I didn't previously used to speak to, and they're coming to talk to me. And so it's been a great relationship building tool.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Waco technology coach Drew Aritz, as we dove into the development of the esports program at Waco High School. The second part of the interview will air tomorrow, as we'll dive in deeper on the esports tournament hosted at Waco High School last weekend. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.